belongs to thousands of ships. Well, baby, I think yours could launch about 1,000 more. I know that must sound a bit like a lion, but I never known someone so well, so fast before. What's your name? What's your favorite color? Baby, mine's the same. You know there ain't no other girl in this place with a prettier face. I better jot down your digits now just in case, yeah. Do you come here for fun?
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. These are the Bobs singing Come Here Often, and the Bobs have been here often.
Yes,
haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joining me in the studio this morning are the Bobs, their second appearance on Raven Radio in the past 12 hours,
I believe. Yeah,
we just slept in the lobby last night.
Great. I did tune in last night, and you guys were... fun. It was a great sort of spontaneous evening, just the kind of thing we like here. I've got Richard Bob Green is here, Dan Bob Schumacher, Amy Bob Engelhart, and Matthew Bob Stull.
Yes.
Stull. Good morning, and thanks for coming in early. This is not necessarily sort of the artist's hour, but
yes, yeah. It's the old joke is we didn't know there was another 8 o'clock. Yeah.
You're here. You're here, though, and at 7:30 tonight, you're going to be performing at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, and a benefit for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And I just think you guys are just so representative of what the camp represents. It's got this kind of looseness and kind of, I don't know, this kind of funkiness
to
it.
What do you mean by that?
No, that's a good thing, though, in the arts world.
I think people will know about it. What I'm talking about within the next 10 minutes, they'll have it figured out. But there's also a really high standard for what they do over there. And somehow Roger Schmidt, the director, latched on to you guys to come and do this fundraiser. And I just think it's a really good fit.
Good.
So, well,
yeah, we do too.
It's going to be fun.
Welcome to Sitka.
We're glad to be here on the first day of spring.
Yeah, because what was Amy saying? You wanted to be here in the summertime, and this is the next best thing, first day of spring.
Yeah, it was really snowing pretty hard this morning.
Were there any crocuses peeking up?
Not that I saw. Not that I saw. Maybe we'll see some later today as it warms up.
Okay. So the Bobs have been through like several evolutions, and must there always be a girl, Bob?
Yes. Yes. There's Richard and I have been are the originals. We're 28 years in. Amy has now been in 10, going on 11.
This is my 11th year. I'm finishing this month.
She's finishing 11 years.
Okay.
And she can probably tell you the days, hours, and seconds as well.
Did you get a mug?
I didn't even get a paperweight.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got a parking space.
Yeah.
In Berkeley.
Well, that's where it is. And Dan is now working on, I think, five or six.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I lose track.
Yeah, you have to lose that. Use the microphone, Dan.
I lose track.
All right. Well, so the Bobs evolve. I mean, a Bob has to leave for a new Bob to come in,
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, and
so
we haven't had that many people leave.
Well, for 28 years, it's very little turnover.
Yeah, there's only been 8 people in the group
for 28 years. So.
Yeah, it's like when they get tired of Richard and Matthew, then one of the people in our position leaves. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right, time to open the back door of the airplane or something.
And then they pass their set of notes on to us, which is fascinating.
Okay. Well, that's a question I have. I mean, how do the new Bobs have to sort of get brought up to speed on the catalog?
Apparently not.
Slowed down, actually.
Okay. Slowed down on the catalog. But when you bring in sort of new
well,
people,
they have
do
to
you
learn,
go
they
forward?
Have to learn a certain, usually a kind of a certain amount of old songs. But because Richard gets bored so easily, he doesn't like to do old songs. So we usually just when a new person comes in, we'll just start doing new songs.
When Amy came into the group, we had a bunch of auditions, and she was like third or fourth on the list of the people that we wanted, but we hired her anyway. And she was really impressive because, you know, she said, we said, well, we have a gig in a month and here's a list of songs to learn and we really don't have time to rehearse. So next time we see you, we'll have a rehearsal and see how well you've done
it. It was like 50
parts.
Tunes in a stack of about, I guess, the 8 CDs at that point.
So we come back and we're running through the tunes and Amy says, Matthew, that's not your part. You're not doing your part right.
Okay.
She was right.
And she was right.
Yeah.
And you're still not doing it right. But that's okay. 11 years later.
Parts change.
Yes, that's right. They certainly do. Yeah.
And Amy, were you auditioning for anything else at the time?
No.
Okay.
No, it was my goal to be I was trying to be third or fourth choice at everything I did at the time, and I obviously succeeded. No, I was in L.A. I'd moved to Los Angeles after being in Berklee College of Music as primarily as a writer and an arranger, and I, at the time, was not doing a lot of singing after having trained to be a theater singer, and I met Dan's predecessor doing another gig, and that's how I learned of the opening in the Bobs, and I had known about the group, and I thought, well, it's just the particulars of this group that made me think, well, that might be an interesting fit. I didn't audition for anything else, no. I was doing other singing gigs, but it's because of what the Bobs are and what their music is like and what their lyrics are like that I thought it would be a good fit.
Okay. And going to be auditioning for anything else in the near future?
God, I hope not.
Well, that's good. I wonder, though, we were talking a little bit about before we went on the air about sort of the tradition of a cappella music, and somehow it has to, you know, grab you at some point in your career as a musician, and you just have to decide to run with it. And you know, what do you do? Who gets in your blood?
We kind of fell into this actually by accident. When the group first started, there were three of us, and we had all sort of seen some other a cappella group independently. And, you know, the idea came around, and Matthew and Gunnar Madsen had this idea to start a group, and they put an ad in the local free paper, and apparently I was the only person that answered that ad. And we got together, and we really didn't know anything about arranging for vocal groups or a cappella. And Gunnar had a lot of composition experience, and I had played professionally for a long time, so we just said, well, it's voices. We'll just do what you would do if you had a band. So we did, you know, and that's really been sort of the thrust of our style since the beginning is we just think we're a band. We just don't have to schlep around heavy guitars and drums and amps.
And that's
stuff.
A real yeah. that's one of the high points of being in an a cappella group. No equipment.
No, and no van with shag carpeting.
No van.
Well, we have
shag.
That, but that's yeah. not. Yeah.
yeah. No van, no cool. no roadies, no, you know, no things to break down at the end of the show.
Yeah, but the arranging, though, I mean, you've got a Rhapsody in Bob CD. I mean, I have seen Gershwin's piano score for Rhapsody in Blue. I mean, how do you even approach a piece of music like
you
that?
You just throw all of the notes you can't sing. And the ones left sing. You know, that's easy enough.
Yeah, well, actually, we
how very Michelangelo.
Yeah, very Michelangelo. Whatever's yeah. left is yeah. what it is.
Yes, hidden inside Rhapsody in Blue score is a statue of David.
Yeah, we actually worked for them the double piano score because that was my brainchild, and I thought it would be cool to do. And we worked from a double piano score, and strangely enough, and you may not believe this, but when it's piano and the orchestra is laid out, sometimes it's in four notes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as if Gershwin had known we were going to do it.
Gershwin, but, anticipating the Bob.
It's yes, about paring yeah. away mm. stuff. It really is, like he said, paring it down to what's important.
You going to sing anything off that CD tonight, you think?
We'll do some of the cover songs. Yeah. But we won't be doing a Rhapsody because we do that with a actual piano player.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. I have one other question before we get to maybe a tune.
A tune, right?
But you say you don't schlep around instruments, but I saw that somebody plays dog breath. So I'm wondering how do
that's
you,
Dan.
How do you what is dog breath and how do you play it?
you get yourself some Elpo. And no, that was actually Richard that did the dog breath.
Richard.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
What are you wearing, Richard?
It's circular breathing. You know?
Wait a second, Robert. I think you have Lance Mackey online too.
Good job, team. Yeah. So I imagine it creates all kinds of problems for scoring the dog breath.
And yes. No, well, the dog breath really helps with scoring. Let me tell you.
Strangely enough.
Okay.
This is public radio. Right?
Oh, sorry.
Extremely public radio.
Before we find ourselves frozen in the wilderness somewhere,
yes.
I wondered if the Bobs might give us a tune. And we'll go out on this. And again, thanks so much for
thank you
coming in. I think this show tonight is just going to be tremendous.
Please come.
7:30, Sitka Performing Arts Center.
I think everybody here knows that. In Sitka.
In Sitka. Yeah.
In Sitka.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be spitty for me.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Why did I agree to be on this mic with you?
Well, I tried to get you to sing another song, but go ahead.
Go. How did we do this last night? Oh, we had three mics.
Is that where we were?
Yeah.
right there.
The garbage truck is in the same key as Dan's percussing right now.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it. I've been searching everywhere.
Just like the northwest. You know I'll bring her in.
I'm gonna find it.
Now if I have to climb a mountain, you know I will. And if I have to swim a river, you know I'll live. And if she's hiding up on Blueberry Hill, am I gonna find that girl? You know I will.
Searching.
You're listening to The Bobs live on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. You can catch them tonight, 7:30 at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $20 on sale at Old Harbor Books and White's Pharmacy.
I'm gonna find it.